In this video, I'm going to show you giants, giant books, and giant instruments. Let's investigate. Let me start with some comments. Your research is phenomenal. After your plea for assistance and featuring the material I sent you, I was compelled to send you a donation. Thank you for keeping your channel operation. Your work is essential. Thank you, Sharon. Pregnant Nomad, I ordered a t-shirt but I wanted to pay full price because I felt it was worth it. Thank you so much for your work. Thank you, Pregnant Nomad. Tartarian t-shirt purchased. Had to wait for me to check, but glad to support you, Mr. Barnabas. I'm getting rid of my beer and weed t-shirts as I don't do that stuff anymore. Thank you for providing clothing with positive messages. Thank you, Jesse. As you can see, I have my own merch now. It just arrived yesterday. And if you haven't seen it, I had a video posted yesterday and I'm going to link it in the info bubble on at the top of the video. And just for your information, a new promotion is coming up March 6th to March 10th. We'll have free shipping and the code is SHIP19. And I'm going to link everything into the community tab in my channel. This is a new feature introduced by YouTube. It's called the community tab. And here I'm going to post new things like the discount code and also if I am going to be live on another channel like I was on Jeffrey's channel yesterday. So check that out and also hit the bell notification so that you get a notification for my community posts. So let's get started. The Fraud Watch. Here is a giant in the lower left corner. Just found this photo today. So I went to check it out and let me show you what I found. So this is the photo that was linked and look at that. You can see all of the Tartarian buildings and obviously mud flood windows here. But if that wasn't enough, you will see that here is a giant man. And this is a normal size man, so it's like double the size. Look at that. How crazy is that? And here are some other men walking. As you can see, they are also the same size as this guy. So basically, this is really a giant captured on camera. Here's the next one. Look at that. Here is a lady normal size and here is a giant lady. It's an old photo. And here's another old photo. Look at that size of a man, double the size of that small human man. And I'm going to link everything in the video description below under sources and credits as usual. So here is an atlas with a map and look at the size of this. This is a normal size human being and another normal size human being here. And this is in the British Library. Why would you print such a large book? You know, like it doesn't make sense, does it? Like for human beings, it just doesn't really make sense. So you had to be a giant to make this happen. Otherwise, why do this? Here's a book. And as you can see, it's about the size of my head. Usually about the size of the head of a man. So if you think about it, perhaps that was the size of the giants that were using these books. How about that? The Klenke Atlas is one of the world's biggest. It measures 176 times 231 centimeter when open. It takes its name from Johannes Klenke, who presented it to Charles II on his restoration to the British thrones in 1660. Its size and its 40 or so large wall maps from the golden age of Dutch mapmaking were supposed to suggest that it contained all the knowledge in the world. That's interesting. I would like to have a look inside. So it's dated 1660 and this is one of the pages you can see. I want to find out if I can zoom in here. And I think that's the maximum zoom. Let's hide the details, maybe that would help. Yeah. Okay, so have a look at this. Brasilia qua parte para Belgis. And what can we find here? So there are some animals there. And it's apparently showcasing Brazil in South America. And I'm not sure I don't find anything interesting on this page. Let's look at the next one. Again, you can see this nice metal closure. So here on this page, I think it's one of the first pages showing the title. And not sure what I can find here, but I can definitely see here a unicorn, as you can see there, unicorn, and I don't know what else. So let's have a look at the next picture. The next picture, it's not too big, but I don't see anything interesting on this. And here is America. An interesting thing I find already is California is still an island, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't heard about that, then go and check out my other video where I talk about California being an island. I have a dedicated video about that. And now we see here Europe. So that's Europe. And not sure what we can see here, but yeah, if you find anything interesting when I'm showing these or when you go and look at the links, then let me know in the comments below, because maybe I'm just looking at it as I'm making the video and I'm not seeing it. So here is Tartaria, obviously. Yeah, you can see that right there. Unfortunately, I can't zoom in even more, but it's a big one. And ocean is ocean of Tartaria here. So it's still that. Let's go to the next one. This is the 8th page. And we can see Australia here with this weird looking peninsula kind of thing. But I think it's about the Australius, the Terra Australia. Together with Antarctica, is just not mapped out. Here it is, America. Look at that. Here is California as an island. Now here is Italy. You can see ships. We can see some people riding the waves with a trident. And this is Germany. Germania, Germany. There we go. And again, some more people riding the fish with tridents. Here are some pictures of maybe some cities that were mud flooded, but again, I can't zoom in, unfortunately. It's quite detailed, actually. Holland, there we go. This is definitely Holland. It's quite detailed, actually. We are not able to see the details because we can't zoom in, unfortunately. But it would be really interesting to see all the pages with all the details, what they are trying to hide here. Okay, so we can see here a cow and a lady perhaps milking or making butter, I'm not sure, and some flags. And this guy is trying to catch something with a net. I don't know, it's weird. But what I notice is like, this is like a straight line, like sculptured by man. It doesn't look very natural, this shoreline. I don't know what to find on this map, but again, I can see this guy trying to catch something. I'm not sure why is he trying to catch something, but it's weird. So this is India. I can definitely identify that. Yeah, here we can see Tartaria right there. Tartaria is still there. And I think it's interesting, but I would really like to see the details, because like this is not too telling. Okay, so then I investigated further and I found this article by Messi Nessie. She showed this giant book and she actually pointed as a source to gob.mx, which is a Mexican kind of library or museum, I'm not sure. But on this page, I haven't really seen the images. So if you speak Spanish, then you could maybe help me find the original sources on this website. I couldn't, but I downloaded these images from this article and I want to show you that. So this was apparently a choir book full of psalms, I guess, And look at that size. I mean, it's not as giant as the Atlas we've seen before, but this is just crazy. If you imagine that this was the size of the giant's head, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. And this writing, I'm not sure even what kind of language is this. So here is another picture you can see. They are trying to read it, and you can see the size of a human being compared to the book. It's gigantic. Here's another picture you can see. You can actually see the music sheet right there. It's very interesting. Now they are trying to clean it up. And here's another picture from above. And one more picture, and I think we are at the end. And the date says 1707 with a 1, so it's not an I as usual or J, but 1707. And I mean, this is amazing what remained from the giants. At this point, I also want to show you this other image I found on the internet. Look at that instrument. I mean, this is 2 times the size of a human being. Here is another book I found. It's called the Codex Gigas, and it is on some sort of Swedish museum website, kibi.se. And let me read a little bit about this book, about the Codex Gigas. The Codex Gigas contains 5 long texts as well as a complete Bible. The manuscript begins with the Old Testament, and it is followed by 2 historical works by Flavius Josephus, who lived in the 1st century AD. These are the Antiques and the Jewish War. By the way, Flavius Josephus was the person who was hired by the Caesars to write the New Testament. If you don't know about it, then please search for the Caesar's Messiah and you will understand what I'm talking about. The Codex Gigas has 310 parchment leaves, perhaps made from calfskins. So again, not vegan. Please don't watch it if you are vegan. The pages are now 890mm tall by 490mm wide. And this probably makes the Codex Gigas the biggest medieval European Latin manuscript to have survived. The manuscript is enclosed by thick wooden boards covered with taut white skin. The covers are elaborately decorated in blind, one of the most prominent tools being that of a crown, but none of the tools have been found elsewhere. Look at the decoration of the book. Both covers also have pierced metal furniture, 4 corners pieces, each containing 2 griffins, and 1 centerpiece, each with a circular raised part, boss on which the book would rest when closed. I'm not sure about that. Manuscript A148 has always attracted attention because of its sheer size and a picture on one of its pages of the devil enthroned in solitary state. And here's another page. Look at the size of the book right there. It's huge. Look at that. Imagine the size of the giant's head being the same size as this book. The Codex Gigas English Giant Book is the largest extant medieval illuminated manuscript in the world. Illuminated? Illuminati? At the length of 92 centimeter 36 inch. It is also known as Devil's Bible because of the very unusual full page portrait of the devil and the legend surrounding its creation. I also found this article from Ancient Code, and look at the size of this beauty. So here is the picture of the devil, and look at that picture. I mean, what on earth? You have this devil picture in the Bible. I mean, give me a break. And then here it is, the famous devil on the page of the Bible. It's definitely an old book, as you can see on the surface level, and it is huge. Here's another one from Wikipedia. Again, looking at the famous page of the devil, and look at the size of the man standing about. And this is the page that I showed you on the article, but I wanted to show you here as well. Look at that. So that's it for me, guys, for today. Thank you for your support. Without it, this video wouldn't have been possible. And see you in the next one. Bye.